On WBFO's Press Pass, a look at traffic violations in the city of Buffalo, where police appear to be handing them out in greater numbers in recent years. Marcia McLeod of Investigative Post has been tracking the trend, its impact on the city's poorer residents, and the legislation behind the increase.
In July of 2015, the change happened in state law, which would allow the city of Buffalo to take the majority of fine revenue from traffic violations. And that was because an agency was created under the direction of the mayor, and that agency to process traffic tickets could now allow pleas. And so people could plea to, say, a jaywalking ticket instead of an actual vehicle and traffic violation under state law.
Okay. But then from there on, though, the level of tickets that have been collected, the level of revenue since this law was changed, what have we seen from there?
So in the fiscal year immediately following the creation of the agency, the number of traffic tickets issued in the city did go up by about 20,000.
Okay.
So from about 32,000 to 52,000 in the span of a year.
Let's take a look then at some of the types of tickets that are given out. I see in your story, though, there are people who are getting tickets for tinted windows.
In looking at tinted window tickets, you know, there are three types of tinted window tickets, basically.
Really?
For your side windows, your back windows, I believe, and for your front windshield. And so side window tickets are actually the most common ticket that were issued in the city of Buffalo between 2014 and 2017. We don't have data for 2018 yet because this is just coming straight from the Department of Motor Vehicles. Even those three types of tickets together, we found were about seven times more frequently issued than all the types of speeding tickets, like excessive speed tickets that police were giving out, all added together.
So the tinted window ticket is the most popular ticket?
It was between 2014 and 2017, yeah, tickets for tinted side windows. As a portion of our total ticketing, what percent are tinted window tickets in Buffalo? And then in Rochester, what's the percent there? And why might those be different?
So are they significantly different?
They are significantly different. So in Rochester, I found that tinted window tickets accounted for less than 3% of all tickets in comparison to just under 17% in Buffalo.
What about the idea that perhaps this heavier enforcement of traffic violations, is it impacting people of color in some way, perhaps differently than others? Is that something that we're finding?
Yeah, I mean, that's something that a lot of people have found in looking at this and studying this in the last couple of years. Last year, Black Love Resists and the Rust, a local organization here advocating for people of color in the city, filed a lawsuit in federal court against the city of Buffalo, alleging that their traffic ticketing has basically unlawfully targeted Black and Latino communities.
Okay, so those are pending?
No. So currently the Black Love Resists and the Rest lawsuit is pending. They're in the discovery process right now and expect that to continue throughout the fall of 2019.
Okay. So that's still to be determined.
Yes.
But enough of a concern to go through and actually file this lawsuit.
Yes. And I mean, the data that they received directly from the police showed that more than 85% of all traffic checkpoints were done in majority Black and Latino neighborhoods in Buffalo. And, you know, I heard even there were, we don't know exactly how many, but numerous traffic tickets were issued at checkpoints. In terms of the other reporting, though, a lot of this was built around trying to understand more generally what's going on with the city of Buffalo's finances, because we didn't want to just say that a lot of traffic tickets are being given out and more than before. We're trying to look at this in the context of, you know, a lot of municipalities in New York State are experiencing fiscal stress right now, and Buffalo is among them. And so that, you know, based on my reporting, is some of the context for this.
Right. The idea that this is a way to help ease that financial stress on the city government,
yes,
but at the same time, perhaps, putting a financial stress on the residents.
Some people that I spoke with would say is traffic tickets and fees on traffic tickets are a form of regressive taxation. And so because it's a flat rate for every single person, no matter your income, it disproportionately affects poor residents.
Marcia McLeod of Investigative Post, thanks for joining us on Press Pass.
Thank you for having me.